My friends, good evening. I know for many of us, things are difficult right now. Jobs are lost, careers ended, families divided, society segregated, dissent censored, the internment camps staffed and running, and with mandates on the horizon for many in the new year. To many of us, it may not appear that there's any path forward. So I want to take a break from the reports tonight and share with you a story. A story about Survivor Cal. Survivor Cal was a courageous cow who fell into a lake one day. And she swam to shore, but she swam to a small island in the middle of the Irish countryside. The brave bovine there gave birth to a healthy calf, and they remained stranded on the island. It was a precarious situation, naturally, and no one was feeding her. In fact, the farmer had written her off, assumed after searching for weeks that she had drowned or been stolen, and gave up the search. But even if the cow swam back to shore, her young baby couldn't possibly follow her. So she did what any cow in her situation would do. She ate. And she ate, week after week. She flattened out the grass on the island. She tore through the brush. She knocked over small trees to get to the branches. She ate everything green on that island, and then some. This cow certainly did not see any path forward either. But she didn't panic. She didn't abandon her offspring. She didn't lie down and allow the hopelessness to overwhelm her and cry cow tears. She just kept eating. Months after she went missing, the farmer's neighbor looked out his window and saw that this island, which was usually overgrown, looked as if it had been mowed flat. And knowing that his neighbor had lost a cow, put two and two together, rode out to the island, and sure enough found this cow and her healthy baby. Now, this story speaks to me for a couple reasons. First, just because it's a breath of fresh air to have any piece of good news right now. But more significantly, as many of us find ourselves trapped on islands of our own, we could waste a good bit of energy thinking, how am I ever going to get off this island? How could I possibly feed my family? How can I survive, let alone thrive, in these impossible circumstances? And these are valid questions. They're worth asking, but not endlessly. They're not worth inducing terrible stress and misery and hopelessness. In some impossible circumstances, it is merely by persisting, even if some seemingly trivial course of action, like eating the grass, that we find our salvation. Now, I don't mean for a moment to suggest that if you wait, someone else is going to come save you, because that's not going to happen right now. When I say eat the grass, I mean plant that victory garden, even if it feels ridiculously small. Raise the chickens, even if it's in your backyard and breaks the covenants, right? And do not comply, no matter the cost, even if it hurts. It may be uncomfortable, and it may not seem that these things could in any way possibly help, given the enormity of the circumstances that we're facing right now. But perhaps you just can't yet see that path forward. So, my fellow survivor cows, whatever tiny island you may find yourself on, trust in God. Continue shining the light of truth. And keep eating the grass.